Okay, if you would sit or lie back and make yourself comfortable. Allow your attention to turn inward and find the breath. We all know what it's like to be caught in the grip of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. We're talked into doing things that don't take care of us. Not getting enough sleep. Not exercising. Not meditating. Not eating well. We're talked out of keeping practice commitments. Often we're left feeling irritable, stressful, upset, urgent, anxious. And we know what it's like to be around the people who are caught in that same trap. In their presence, no matter how hard we try to be centered, it is difficult not to be affected by their energy. We also know what it feels like when we are here, present, practicing. In relationship with the mentor. Taking care of ourselves. Perhaps the feeling is of expansiveness. Openness. Joy, gratitude, a feeling of being able to, of being available to life and life's insights. We feel connected. A part of. Recall a recent time when you were feeling present to yourself and to life. You were caring for yourself. You felt good. Life is good, and you felt that goodness. We know, too, the place of doing for the love of others what we would never be willing to do for ourselves. Going out of our way to care for or be generous with someone else. We know how that feels. to go beyond, quote, myself. Recall a time when you went beyond what you would have been willing to do if only you had been involved. An errand for an elderly person. Doing someone else's work so they could be off. Up in the night to sit with a sick child. Recall that event and recall how being that person, doing that behavior, felt. And we know what it feels like to be around people who are centered. Present. Conscious. Perhaps the experience is one of acceptance. Kindness. Generosity. Understanding. Recall a recent time when you were in the presence of someone who was present. How did that feel? Whether we are caught having a depressing, unhappy, unpleasant experience of being around others we suspect are caught in the grip of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate, or an uplifting experience in the presence of someone we project as centered in presence, we get an experience of interconnectedness. Whenever you feel ready, open your eyes and make some notes about this.